17.
On the phone with us now is Hillel Presser. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks for joining us. Your law firm represents people who are trying to protect their assets, and there's always somebody trying to get your goodies, it seems. What is the biggest threat? Is it lawsuits that have no merit, or what? What do we need to look out for?
You know, in today's bad economy, a lot of people are losing their jobs. The people who are lucky enough to keep them are making less and less. You know, it seems like lawsuits are really becoming the next biggest business. You know, there's an attorney on almost every single corner that'll take your case for free, you know, on a contingency fee basis, and then it's going to cost you, you know, whoever's being sued, tens of thousands of dollars to defend it.
So that's why a lot of people just settle, because the legal expenses will build to such a point where they can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, you know, they call it nuisance value, and unfortunately, you know, our legal system makes it so easy and cheap to sue someone, but so difficult and expensive to defend yourself.
What parts of our lives are at stake?
You know,
and what's relatively safe?
You know, really nothing is safe. I mean, if you have anything in your personal name, whether it's a car, a home, you know, checking, savings, stock, bond, brokerage account, you know, if you ever get in a lawsuit, if there's ever a car accident, a breach of contract claim, you know, you get sued by an employer, employee, supplier, a divorce, you know, short sale or foreclosure deficiency, you know, really anything, they can take anything that's in your own name. So I tell my clients, don't so much worry about ownership, you know, don't own anything, but control everything.
And how do you do that?
You know, you have to take your assets and take them out of your name. You know, take the checking, savings, stock, bond, brokerage account and put it in some sort of business entity, whether it's a limited partnership, an LLC, a trust, a corporation. You know, if you own rental real estate, don't have it in your personal name. Put it in an LLC or a limited partnership. You know, there's no one size fits all, but certainly there's a plan out there for everybody to protect everything they have.
What about lawsuits that have merit?
You know, lawsuits that have merit, I mean, you know, if you can settle those cases for 10, 15, 20 cents on the dollar, then, you know, we feel like we've done our job correctly, because there's two parts to a lawsuit. You know, the first part is, can the other side win their case? What's the judge going to say? What's the jury going to say? The second part is, can they collect against you? You know, you want to convince the plaintiff that you're not the low-hanging fruit, you know, that you're not like 99% of the population. You want to make it so difficult and so expensive, if not impossible, for them to collect against you, that they either don't sue you or settle for pennies on the dollar.
All right, what about the home you might own? Is it generally exempt from these kind of lawsuits?
It really just depends what type of state you're in. Every state has different exemptions, and if you go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. We have a list of all the exemptions for all the states. But for example, you know, Florida and Texas, they protect your house. Your house can be worth $200,000, it could be worth $20 million, your house is protected. But that's not the case in the majority of the other states.
That's why O.J. Simpson bought a house in Florida, right?
Him and the rest of the debtors.
Right. So, I mean, in a way, isn't the stuff we're talking about allowing bad people to get away with bad things, too?
You know, not really. I mean, again, you know, I don't tell people that, you know, if they have an asset protection plan, they're never going to write a check. You know, they might just write a far smaller check. And, you know, you hope that people are using it to defend themselves against frivolous lawsuits. You know, just because you have asset protection doesn't mean you can't pay a claim. You know, if you feel that you're liable and you feel that you owe someone's money, you know, you should pay it. But again, with so many frivolous lawsuits out there, you know, we want to try and put the client in the driver's seat.
About any insurance coverage, can that help us in any way?
Definitely. I tell my clients, buy as much insurance as you can, because it's cheap and it helps you sleep at night. But don't forget that insurance companies are here to make a profit. They're not here to pay every single claim. So a lot of claims aren't paid. You know, my father used to say, the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. There's usually about a half a page of what's covered in your policy and about 70 pages of what's not covered. So I tell my clients, buy insurance, but don't solely rely on it. You need as many layers, as many firewalls as possible. You know, I call it the belt and suspenders approach.
All right. Once again, for our listeners this morning who might be concerned about protecting their assets, what was that website again?
It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. And if they fill out the Contact Us form, as long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free copy of our new latest book, Financial Self-Defense.
AssetProtectionAttorneys.com. Very good. Hillel Presser joining us this morning. Thank you for being on our show. We appreciate the
My pleasure. Thanks.